Scott with SJWellFire.com. I'm working on a podcast. Will the new Pope bring on Noah Hydlaws with Trump? And I'm going to cover a post from Mike Adams, a self-proclaimed pastor. I think he converted maybe a year, year and a half ago, 2 years at the most. And then he says he's a pastor, he's ordained. And you won't believe this post. And I'm going to actually go through scripture and rebuke him. He needs to repent. So either he just is misinformed on the Bible, just a heretic, doesn't know how to read the Bible with hermeneutics, or he's a Freemason shill, or he's blackmailed. That's the only thing I can think of, because this is insanity. I sent his post that I'm going to read to Pastor Larry, and he's like, this dude is a heretic. But let's read. And then we'll actually deconstruct what he said. I read the Bible to find out if the Bible actually says what Christian pastors claim it says, and I found they're lying repeatedly. Free your mind from the mental prison pushed on by your Christian pastors. Now, I'm calling this, is Mike Adams pushing Noah Hydlaws? It fits the podcast I'm working on to a T. Here we go. The Bible does not mention the rapture even once. Now, that's true, but it does mention the word caught up. So the word rapture doesn't exist. It's completely made up by Christian influencers and pastors. That's not true. Number two, the second coming of Christ is a total myth. And the chapter section in question, Revelation 19:11, doesn't even mention Christ at all. Rather, it refers to God flinging giant flaming meteors to destroy the earth. Those who sinned against him, Jesus himself in Matthew 24, says this event kills 50% of the human population. And three, there's literally no requirement from God that you accept Christ as your Savior in order to go to heaven. Now, any Christian that's read the Bible knows that's not true. How do we even know this? Here's his explanation, and we're going to destroy it. Because Christ doesn't even appear until after thousands of years of Jewish worship and tradition in the Old Testament, long before Christ was even born. And anyone arguing that knowing Christ is a prerequisite to entering heaven is arguing that, in their view, all Jews must therefore go to hell because they don't recognize Christ at all. It's always been my faith, my friends. I mention all this to help free your mind from the lies taught to you by Christian pastors and influencers who are simply repeating the same lies over and over again, hoping you never actually read the Bible. Now, he makes a good point there. Read your Bible. Now, this is something that Pastor Larry always preaches. You have to be in the Word of God. Let no man or woman fool you. So you need to be in your Bible. Most Christians, especially those in the Word of Faith movement, where they ask you to tithe and they do deliverance, and if you're not being delivered from evil spirits, it's your fault. You're not a good Christian. And then when they're challenged with scripture, these pastors, they basically say, oh, you're coming after the anointed of Christ. It's all a lie. So I agree with him here. You need to read your Bible, my friends. Let no man deceive you. And you don't have to agree with everything I say. Let's continue. There's more to the story. Did you know that there are at least 22 books missing from the Bible you've been taught? The Ethiopian Christian Bible has 88 books, not the 66 found in Western Christian Bibles. We'll explain that. I researched that. If you're wondering where those 22 missing books went, they are censored on purpose in order to hide them from Christians. What are those books about? Things like giants. Well, giants are in Genesis, right? Things you're not supposed to know about, because they're the way Christianity is taught in the modern Western world, is largely a stack of lies, censorship to prevent you from knowing the truth that God wants you to know. And we've called out the Schofield Bible, brought to you by Satanists, right? Propaganda with the pre-trib rapture, dispensationalism, on and on and on. Check out that study that we did. Read the Bible. I agree with him on that. all of it. I agree with him on that. And read it with open eyes instead of preconceived indoctrination. And you'll find out just how much you've been lied to by Christian pastors and influencers who are often just agents of oppression and control. Now, I was hoping Mike would be a true Christian because he's so new agey before he converted. But let's go through does not mention the rapture even once. It doesn't exist. It's completely made up by Christian influence and pastors. And here's where he falls on his face. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. And then there are hermeneutics that support this scripture. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and that's Christ coming down, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and it's the last trump, right? The post-trib rapture is what I believe. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. Look up, caught up in the Greek. It's a perfect translation. So that's your rapture. We'll be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, pre-trib rapture people will say that's God coming down because they can't have Christ. They need to have multiple raptures. All right, bullet point number two. The second coming of Christ is a total myth, and the chapter section in question, Revelation 19:11, doesn't even mention Christ at all. He's not using hermeneutics. Rather, it refers to God flinging giant flaming meteors to earth to destroy those who sinned against him. Jesus himself in Matthew 24 says this event kills 50% of the human population. All right, let's read Matthew 24, verse 29 and 30 and 31. Immediately after the tribulation, right? You're not getting raptured out of here. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers in heaven shall be shaken. And then appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man, Christ, coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, the last trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect Christians from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. So Christ is totally coming back. Now, Mike will brag how smart he is. That's one issue, and I've stopped listening to him years ago, but he kept on saying, I have a high IQ. My family, Mensa smart, valedictorian, salutatorians. I've mentioned how my son, almost a perfect score on his ACT. And so I wonder if he just doesn't know how to read his Bible, if he's so smart, he's dumb. Those who profess to be wise are fools. And he's somewhat of a baby Christian, right? Just converting, but he's a pastor. So he should know better, my friends, before he puts garbage out like this. So the first two we debunked. Let's get into point number three. There is literally no requirement from God that you accept Christ as your Savior in order to enter heaven. How do we know this? So here's his question. Here's his premise. Because Christ didn't even appear until after thousands of years of Jewish worship and tradition in the Old Testament. Long before Christ was even born, and anyone arguing that knowing Christ is a prerequisite to entering heaven is arguing that, in their view, all Jews must therefore go to hell because they don't recognize Christ at all. I mention all this to help you free your mind from the lies taught to you by Christian pastors and influencers who are simply repeating the same lies over and over and over again, hoping you never actually read your Bible. He's priming Noahide laws, man. He is priming Noahide laws. Is this dude a Freemason? I mean, he's a self-proclaimed genius. I mean, he seems like a smart guy. It's a clown show. It's an absolute clown show. Read Hebrews 11. The Old Testament has always been about faith. And yes, there was an old covenant and a new covenant. And a prophet basically said that there'll be the Holy Ghost in your heart. right? That's Christ. David was a man after God's own heart. Job, I'm sure they're in heaven. And here's the kicker. Here's the kicker that I've never heard any pastor, any sermon talk about that you need to think about. It's Matthew 27. This is when Christ was crucified and he died and earthquakes, right? It became dark. The temple veil torn. Get this. And the graves were opened and many bodies of the saints. These are Old Testament saints by faith saved, which slept, arose. Verses 53, and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Now, if they're dead, they didn't know Christ, but they rose from the dead. Did God take them up? Are they in heaven? Are they the elders? Pre-trib raptures will say, we have to be raptured out of here because they're elders sitting with God and Jesus. Who are those elders? The answer's right there, my friends. The answer's right there. Let's continue. And I have an answer for this as well. There's more to the story. Did you know that there are at least 22 books missing from the Bible? You've been taught the Ethiopian Christian Bible has 88 books, not the 66 found in Western Christian Bibles. If you're wondering where those 22 missing books went, they were censored on purpose in order to hide them because the way Christianity is taught in modern Western world is largely a stack of lies and censorship to prevent you from knowing the truth that God wants you to know. Read the Bible. I agree with that. Read the Bible. Don't trust him. Don't trust me. Don't trust anybody. And if you challenge a pastor and the pastor says, don't come after the anointed, run from that church. Let's continue all of it. And read it with open eyes instead of preconceived indoctrination. I agree with that. And you'll find out just how much you've been lied to by Christians, pastors, and influencers who are very often just agents of oppression and control. I believe many good-hearted Christians are Schofield indoctrinated. That's what they teach in seminary schools. The joke is cemetery schools. But their heart is in the right place, right? And I've read the Book of Enoch, Jasper, Book of Giants. I've read the Apocrypha. But here is what I researched, is the early church shared these letters and made manuscripts. They knew for the longest time what was inspired, what was the word of God. So it wasn't like they just got in a room and said, all right, let's take the... No, they already knew what was inspired. That is how we got the Bible. Don't let anybody tell you that the Bible is not the word of God. I'm sorry. They knew. They absolutely know. I've read probably 3-4 books about this because this was a question I had. Like, why in the King James Version, I think it was 1611, they actually had the Apocrypha in that book. But they already knew what was inspired in the Word of God. So my question to Mike Adams, is he just ignorant? Is he a Freemason, Luciferian? Or is he compromised? Is he blackmailed? Why would you ever make comments, especially that you don't need Christ to go to heaven? I'm telling you, my friends, be careful who you listen to. Be careful. Be careful. He's done a lot of good things for the truth movement, but I've also noticed with him, he flip-flops on a lot of topics. One minute he'll send a post where he's involved in this right-left divide. The next minute you're like, well, is he anti-Trump and Big Brother? Like, what's going on? I don't know where his head is. Let your yay be yay and your nay be nay. I couldn't sleep last night. This just bugged me. So the next podcast I'm going to work on, or working on, is will the new Pope push Noah Hyde laws? We're going to go through Trump. We're going to go through the Pope. We're going to go through Muslims, how they're going to accept Noahide laws according to rabbis because they share the same God. They both worship the same God. I mean, they're priming this thing. We talked about how rabbis said when they conquer Iran, they're going to say, you have to actually succumb to Noahide laws. But they have a nice elevator pitch. They're like, look, we both worship the same God. Christians are the enemy. Have no fear, though. It's time for the men to step up, right? It's time for men to step up and be bold with the gospel. Reminds me of the book of Acts. This is going to be a deep one, my friends. God bless.